doesn't watch Desperate Housewives? Okay, Richie, besides you.
Yeah, you're right,
Richie. I watch Desperate Housewives.
Oh, love it.
It's really been good this year.
Yes.
Very good. But now there comes something called the Desperate Mormon Housewife.
Oh, boy. I know.
Did you know that there was a, there on the blogosphere, Maureen Lincoln,
yes.
there are several, actually, but the most famous one, a feminist Mormon housewife blog. No, wait. It's like an oxymoron, isn't it?
It is. I know it is.
I was always given the impression that in the Mormon religion, it is the men who are anointed sort of as individual priests to give blessings and whatnot. And the wives are, well, frankly, just baby makers. But apparently there's more to it than that.
Well, we're going to find out. Joining us now is Lisa Butterworth. She's the creator of the blog Feminist Mormon Housewives.
blogspot.com
And she's joining us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So excited to talk to you. You have no idea. So excited. You have three children. You love your children. You love them to bits. You have a wonderful mother, you said, who raised you to be a strong woman within the Mormon faith. How do you reconcile being a feminist and a Mormon?
Oh, goodness. I don't know that you can always reconcile it so much as you learn to find peace with it. There are ways that you can reconcile it in that there are some really positive aspects to the Mormon religion in our doctrine that are kind of unique in that we believe in a Heavenly Mother and we have some really interesting beliefs about gender and there is kind of a history of Mormon feminism that goes back hundreds of years, which is something that I think really surprises people.
Yeah, Lisa Butterworth, it's Diane Diamond here. It really did surprise me to see on your website, you write so passionately about how women in the Mormon faith need more in their lives than motherhood, yet you're still all very strong with your faith.
Yes, I think one of the things we want to do, we hope to do, is create an atmosphere in which the next generation of girls is encouraged to see that there's so much more available for them out there and that they can be mothers and have goals outside of motherhood.
You know what's fascinating to me, Lisa? That the Mormon Church, you folks were in the forefront of the suffrage movement. Utah gave women the right to vote 24 years before the 19th Amendment was passed. I mean, you guys were way ahead of the curve as Mormon.
Yeah, some of the early Mormon women, even though they were polygamist wives, were also extremely involved in the suffrage movement and were, you know, right there with Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony. In fact, there are pictures of them hanging out and some of the early church leaders were, you know, very much in favor of women having the right to vote and women going out and becoming doctors and lawyers. And because, for one thing, so often polygamous wives had a lot more freedom because they had, you know, babysitters. But also, I think because I don't know, I think there were just some very strong, intelligent, powerful women that, and they had their own organizations within the church in which they learned leadership and drive and education, and they learned to write, and they had their own magazines, and they were astounding women. And you know, sometimes it's hard to reconcile that with the fact that they were polygamous wives, because, you know, mm-hmm. polygamy kind of creeps me out. But at the same time, they were really smart, powerful women and really good role models, I think, for their daughters.
We're speaking with Lisa Butterworth. She is the creator of a blog called FeministMormonHousewives.blogspot.com, helping us understand how Mormon women assimilate into the civilization these days. Lisa, can you tell me, are Mormon women, what happens if they choose to not have children? Or what if they choose to go on and get an advanced degree in school? Or if they want to go have a job?
Yeah, how does
that
work?
Is that allowed?
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, education is very much encouraged in the Mormon faith, but it's usually encouraged in the sense that just in case something happens to your husband, it's not so much encouraged for your own benefit and, you know, joy or whatever. And so usually you're encouraged to get an education until you get married, and then it's kind of assumed that you'll stop and start having children.
Oh, so it's not encouraged for you to work? People don't want you to have jobs outside the home once you have children?
No, it's actually pretty highly discouraged, but it's changing. I think there's becoming more acceptance of it, whereas, you know, maybe 20 years ago, you might have felt a lot more discouragement. Nowadays, I think there's a lot more sympathy and empathy for women who both, you know, have to work in order to make ends meet, and women who just need something more.
But haven't women who've been very outspoken in the Mormon religion, feminists who've really spoken out, been excommunicated from the religion?
Well, you know, about 20 years ago? No, yeah, well, 10 years ago, more like, there were some feminists who were excommunicated for speaking about for encouraging women to pray to Mother in Heaven. You know, that's a really difficult... I know this weekend I spent a lot of time with, an older generation of Mormon feminists, which was kind of the first time I'd ever done that. And they all have very, like, tender feelings about that time because it was so painful because they knew these women. And they really felt that they were trying to be faithful to Mormonism, but that... you know, but their views were too edgy or whatever.
Well, back then, I'm sure it was, Lisa. Yeah, I'm reading, we first read about you in the June issue of Bust magazine, and part of that article says, all Mormon men are ordained into the priesthood, often about at the age 12, giving them the authority in the church and at home. Motherhood is considered a woman's earthly purpose. Yet here you are talking about Mormon feminism. You have a blog spot. You've been outspoken. Talk to me about the dynamic in your home. Is your husband proud of you? Is he a little exasperated with you? What happens when you go to church?
He is really proud of me.
Good for him.
But he thinks it's just so exciting that I get to be in Bust and have a radio interview, and he's just like, woohoo.
Good.
But he is kind of unique among Mormon men in that I think most Mormon men would have a harder time. And also, you know, we've grown together in our marriage. We've been married 13 years. Mm-hmm. And at first there was more struggle because he had to come to a place where, you know, he figured out that that my feminism wasn't going to make me into somebody, a scary man-hater, you know.
Exactly, and that's what people fear, I think, sometimes. What would you wish that you had in your life right now that you don't have?
I really have been thinking about this a lot because I'm not happy as a housewife. I don't like it. And I think I would, I think I need to go back to school, and I think I need to get a career. I mean, I think I need a goal. Like, I think I'd like to be a writer after blogging for a while and realizing that I have a talent in writing.
Yes, you do. Your writing is very passionate.
Yeah, I think I would like to write, you know, and I think it would be interesting to write Mormon history. I think it would be interesting to write fiction. I would love to just write for a newspaper, just something where I was able to use my mind, because I don't know if you've ever stayed home with children, but it's so
I have.
Mind-numbing. It's just the same thing over and over again. And at this, it can be so fulfilling, you know, for about 5 minutes, and then you're like,
I hear you. Well, Lisa, we thank you for being so honest, so forthright. We know you love your children, but we know that you love your own mind, your heart, and your soul, too, and we hope that you get all that you wish for.
Thank you.
Stay in touch with us, Lisa. I'd love to hear about how you partake in this journey, and I know what it's like to need, like, an adult to speak to, you know, so stay in touch with us.
Check in with us. We'd love to hear from you again.
Lisa Butterworth of Boise, Idaho, a Mormon feminist. Yeah. Good for her, and good for her husband.
And if you want to blog, go to feministmormonhousewives.blogspot.com. feministmormonhousewives.blogspot.com. Even if you're not a feminist Mormon, go encourage her. Tell her you like what she's doing.
And it's just interesting. It's just very interesting. A completely different world for me when I started to read it.
You know what's interesting? The fact that I brought up before that Mormon women were essential. They gave the women the right to vote in Utah 24 years before the 19th Amendment.
That's amazing.
Yet they were, they say that when they shut down the Equal Rights Amendment, what was that, in the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
That the Mormon women were really behind shooting that down.
Oh, really?
Because times they were changing.
Hmm. Hey, really quick before we run out of time, I have to tell you that a full-page ad in the Washington Post yesterday, have you had a sexual encounter with a current member of the United States Congress? If you can prove it, Larry Flint of Hustler Magazine will give you $1 million.
Wow.
Now, this made me wonder about that D.C. madam.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't she have proof? She has phone numbers. She has records. She has... I think Larry Flint's going to be getting a call from her.
God, I wish I had some proof. God, I wish I did. We're the Radio Readers. Listen, you can get in on our conversation every day. Go to greenstonemedia.com. You can blog. You can download our shows, iPod thing.
Yep, absolutely. 24/7, we're always there for you. greenstonemedia.com. The Radio Readers, we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Maureen Langan.
I'm Diane Diamond. Bye-bye.